All right, good Sunday. I don't know what time it is where you're listening, but good day. I'm here again on Sunday to reflect on the week. This week was definitely better than last when it comes to just my stress levels and just finding ways to maneuver the best I can. I feel like I've gotten at least a little better at that. I feel like this week was filled with just like revelations on how I plan to continue my work, especially online. I've been considering doing a personal page just to give myself a little bit of freedom to simply just post and exist. It especially happened, if you've been watching my story yesterday, I started roller skating again. I've been roller skating since I was a child. It's very ingrained in my family's culture to go to the roller skating rink, do all the cool moves. So I was one of those families. So when I did start roller skating, it really just invigorated me more to give myself a space to just be me. I feel like, and Well in Mind, it does the same thing. I feel like Well in Mind is definitely a space that I've created, but I feel like it's also an extension. I feel like it's definitely a space that I share with you all, as opposed to me just, you know, creating content for the sake of it. I feel like I really planned this out. I've noticed in just the curated aspect of it. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at my laptop, just trying to reflect and see what I can recall, because a week is a long time. But I know that this space, Well in Mind, is definitely my most curated space. It's my intentional space. And not that this next page would be any less intentional. It would just be more fluid. I wouldn't spend, you know, the good 30 minutes that I do on a post, which comes with just designing it, comes with, you know, making sure the fonts are placed right. What, more than anything, what topic am I going to discuss? Because I often do figure that out very quickly as I design. It just normally just pops up at that moment, or it pops out the night before. But it's very planned out. And though I do want that page, that new page, to be planned out in some way, because I just do love the very cohesiveness of what an Instagram page looks, it also will be just very life-related photos. It'll be just my personal life, which would be maybe where I gravitate my skating life now, since I like to go roller skating and experiment with all those new moves. But more on reflection thing, I'm just going to scan through. So the last post before the initial podcast was my chicken club sandwich. That's more of like the feed thing, but I know I've done a lot when it comes to like Instagram story. That's where I maintain most of my communication and just my experiences. So a lot has happened. I think of just my new course called The Value of Discernment. I had been talking to a really good coach of mine, not necessarily coach, but she works with me on social media strategy. And she, you know, was telling me how much of it is a skill to figure out which businesses to trust and which businesses to work with, especially when it comes to me, pardon me, now getting into brand partnerships and working with brands to make sure that I get paid for my work, and also just discerning, you know, which ones are being more of their advocacy or less of their advocacy, if they're being fake or not. So that gave me the push to create something so that I could help you all, you know, find out the best ways to discern businesses, because it is a skill. It's boundary setting, truly. I learned that just through friendships and, you know, treating these partnerships as relationships that I have. It's important to keep those values at the forefront of what you believe in, so that way you're not, you know, being taken advantage of, that way you're not letting people take advantage of you and run you over for the sake of their clout. It's more about letting the right energy in, so that way you are giving your fullest energy to whatever relationship you're building online, especially. So that's initially why I created that course. I know this week has been pretty heavy when it comes to just sexual assault trauma. I have been working every day to process bits and pieces of it, whether it comes to my relationship or whether that comes to just my existence online or my existence and just processing it all. It's very difficult for me to be in this space and see more women, you know, bringing up their stories and see more women sharing how they feel or how they've gone through, you know, exact situations I've been in as a, you know, teenager and as a child. It's really unfortunate and sad to be reminded again and again that women like myself or just women in general are often, you know, sexual assaulted before we're 18 and how detrimental that is to how we view our bodies and how we see ourselves, because I often do feel, or did feel, because I am much out of that phase, I did feel like my body was a commodity for men, and that was all, that was my biggest purpose, is to provide my body for someone. And that's painful. It didn't really process until a year ago that that's how I'd been living, and that's how I'd been, you know, processing my relationships, is that, you know, this relationship is so that I can give to someone else and not necessarily receive. So a lot of the times, even now, I have to remind myself that I deserve love and I deserve affection and I deserve, you know, intimacy. So that way I don't fall back into that mindset that, you know, the only thing I have to offer, like the greatest value thing that I could offer, because I do offer so much in general, I know I do, is my body, and that's not true. So a lot of that, yeah, that was probably the biggest part of my week, just uncovering that, and lots of crying, lots of just sitting with myself and making sure that I journal it out and making sure that my, you know, anxieties don't project. It happens. It's just good to acknowledge when it does, so that way you can continue to move forward. I'm trying to think again. There's something along with that. Okay, it'll come back to me. Anyway, so yeah, I had been working on things like, you know, branding and trying to integrate that more. I want to, you know, invite people to have more information that's free, so that way they'll be more inclined to, you know, go to my courses, you know. And I figured it would be good to just start like a little series, which I created, Brand in Mind. I've been thinking about doing that for a minute, just like sharing insight I've learned throughout college. That way you guys can get like little snippets of what that information means and you can apply it to your own brand. I feel like the biggest way that we can grow together is if we share information. It's like a big thing for me. Big thing in community is to share information, share what we know so that other people can succeed too. I don't know why people think that we have to just suffer through whatever experience we have or whatever growth path we have when we could just share the information. It's kind of selfish, or it is selfish, and not kind of selfish, but I do hope more people realize that you won't lose anything from sharing what you know. You'll probably gain so much more because you're helping someone else succeed, for one, and then you being an outlet for people to connect to and for resources will, you know, lead you to people wanting to pay you anyway. Like, they'll be so glad that you shared the insight that you have. They're like, hey, like, how can I learn more? And you're like, hey, like, here's my course. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna sign up for it because you were so kind. Or just the simple act of just giving is good enough, or should be, you know, just the very selflessness and of service mindset should be enough. But, you know, this country doesn't allow you to do that. We have to make money in this society, and that's unfortunate as well, because, you know, I'd been thinking about just where this, you know, this is going to go. I know that a big notion I've been thinking about is just how, you know, Black Lives Matter has slowly died down, and you've seen it, you know, people are just really inclined to go back to normal or just focus on, you know, themselves in regards to just COVID. I think about people who are not wearing masks right now and thinking that it's an okay thing when people are still dying. It's very, very USA of them, I'm going to say, because the USA is just a selfish country, and we often put ourselves before anyone else, and it just shows in so much of what social discussion we have in this country. It's all about them, and it's not about the collective being. So, you know, I've been thinking about, like, how I want to, you know, gravitate, or just like what focus I want to direct my work so that I can continue to you know, monetize my account or just sustain myself in some way with the content that I post. I've been thinking about things like, you know, the thing I discussed last week, which I'm still working on, is the Patreon, giving people an opportunity to subscribe to my work and, you know, continue to donate in a way that makes sense to them. I've been thinking about things like that, things about promoting my courses, because I do have a lot of courses that I want to share. Just finding the right time to do that is really on my time, figuring that out. And yeah, for right now, that's what really makes sense. I imagine myself working for a brand. I do currently. I'm going to be working for a second brand soon, just to make sure that I can pay for expenses, because if you haven't noticed, in LA or just in this area, we're on the verge of going back into lockdown because Americans are stupid and we have no regard for other people than ourselves. So a lot of people here are just disregarding the entire pandemic, which is resulting in us potentially not having jobs anymore, not having, you know, money sent to us, because this country doesn't care about us either in regards to, you know, aid in any form. They've been very slacking, and just the idea of us having to go back into a sort of lockdown is really scary, and it just takes away a lot of the quote-unquote security that we thought we had, in the slightest, because I know that we had the, and I'm talking about we as in me and my partner, had the intention of, you know, moving and, you know, really finding jobs that could be of security, and then just this whole idea of the city closing again is just a lot, and it almost feels like we can't really do anything about it unless this world gets its shit together. But those have been big thoughts this week about just trying to see the next step, if I'm being honest, on what we could do or what I could do to really just find ways to support myself. Things I've been learning when it comes to collaborations is just the value of my content. This is a brighter side thing. Especially with the Al Natural collaboration I did, it was so much fun just like taking the time to do all the photography. I almost started to beat myself up over making a mess, but those little things don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. It was a great collaboration to work on, and the drink was delicious. If you haven't tried the recipe, you gotta try that. It's so good. I actually ended up doing a recipe, probably the day after. Yeah, I made like a drink. Had a little bit of wine in there, and I did like orange, what's it called? Mint, strawberry, and then the wine, and a little bit of agave. And I ended like mashing the mint so that the mint flavor came out, you know, squeezed fresh orange juice in there, and, you know, really just like experimented, which was just a really fun thing to do. And I ended up posting that online talking about I was going to get my mixology certificate, because that was just a lot of fun for me. Those are the kinds of things I want to start doing, just really experimenting again, you know, getting more in tune with just creative Dana, you know, the one who could just come up with a lot of things just off the top of her head and, you know, call it what it is, just amazing, you know, just the things that I do. I want to do more of that, so that way I can feel confident in my creative endeavors, because they'll be mine. That's the kinds of things I want to start doing at the personal page. It's just lots of experimentation, you know, really curating those collaborations, because those collaborations mean a lot to me. And just making it really beautiful, making it so that way it's just a lot to connect with, a lot to just see how much work I put into it, even if it's for 5 seconds on my live, you know, or 5 seconds on my story, to, for that matter. It's work that I'm proud of and work that I can see just on my daily basis, other than the work that I do at Well Mind, because that work is something I am proud of as well. The consistency I put into it and just the intention behind it really shows in just how much consistency I've built for myself and just how much of a flow I have when it comes to creating graphics. It's just very seamless now. So I do want to transfer that to my second page. Whew. Yeah, it's been interesting, just to say the least. I do want to find more businesses that I can work with that kind of give me the things I need on a daily basis. So I've been looking at things like body care. You know, I have eczema, so I've been looking for natural brands. I found a couple who are Black owned, and I really hope I get those partnerships, fingers crossed, because I would love to share them with you. But the main premise of that is, you know, again, if you read my, or if you didn't, the partnerships are for me bringing businesses that you can use for the rest of your life. So things like, you know, lip balm, that it's vegan and low waste. I want to make sure you guys have businesses that you can continue to support, you know, for a long time because you love them as much as I do. And if not, you'll always have an alternative. You know, I'll be bringing businesses, you know, again and again, so that way you can see a variety, but a variety of intentionality. You know, these brands are actually looking out for you. They're actually thinking about you as a customer, as opposed to just the money attached to your, you know, receipt. They're actually caring about the ethics, where they get their ingredients from, you know, who's actually making it, who's behind the brand. Being a woman of color, just a person who supports women of color, I really want these partnerships to have so much intention behind it. That way you notice and that you know, acknowledge that these businesses are there for you, and that when you support them, you're supporting larger causes, which I think is the most important thing about, you know, being an quote-unquote influencer, is influencing people to buy the right things, influencing people to participate in choices that actually benefit them. Yeah, because that's been hard to discern too, just what influencer means to me. I have been trying to discern myself from the very clicky, almost like elitist way of being an influencer. And that just comes from trying not to be that way so much, but I should just really focus on what I do best, and that's providing value. I know I see a lot of accounts, and it's hard not to do, you know, see it, just the very typical way of promoting products, and not seeing the value behind it can be triggering, because me as a low waste person, me as someone who, you know, doesn't make a lot of money, and it's just like, how can we be promoting products just for the sake of buying it when there are so many people, you know, suffering from not being able to buy things from, you know, this pandemic, or just, you know, loss of income. So it can be triggering that way. And I've just been finding ways to hold myself in that and just continue working on what I do, you know, what I can do with my account, and, you know, bringing it back to that. Like, what can I do with that instead of just holding on to ideas that don't really serve me? Yeah. That's a lot too, just seeing it a lot and trying to separate myself from it. I've noticed that I just really do take the time to be away from social media. I feel even more inclined to stick to a schedule that I made. Like, I only planned on doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Sunday being this, and just doing something super simple, like pulling a quote from here and using that as a framing for a discussion. So that way I can use the rest of my Sunday to relax, but, you know, also contribute to, you know, that in a way that's super simple and super digestible and relatable. You know, encouraging people to come to the podcast, sign up for my newsletter, things like that, you know, bringing it back around all the time. But yeah, a lot of things have just invited me to, you know, remember that I can step away, and that stepping away is not a bad thing. It doesn't take away from anything from me as a creator. It's actually very good for me to acknowledge that and bring myself humility that I do need a break a lot in order to continue moving. And that has been really nice to acknowledge. Today though is going to be a good day. I am going to be roller skating again pretty soon after we eat some breakfast, and probably get the live going up for tomorrow. I'm gonna be doing it a little earlier just so that it's can coincide with a lot of time zones. Yeah, that's the word. I know this, a lot of people couldn't make it to the 10 o'clock one. They're like, hey, where are you at? And I'm like, oh, sorry. So I think doing it a little earlier will also help me just get my day started with a little bit of matcha. And we'll be talking about something pretty interesting, pretty good. It's about privilege. This will be a fun one. I'm not gonna throw anything in yet, but you'll see in about an hour what we're gonna post today. So I look forward to that. I look forward to, you know, cleaning a little bit, getting things ready. I actually went to the thrift store yesterday. That's something I went to. That was an interesting experience. Couldn't really find too much. Found a couple things that I could add to my wardrobe, but that whole experience was just interesting. Just people having their masks halfway off, and it just, that was like a little slice of normality that I thought I was hoping for. But it's just still really uncomfortable to be around people because people are silly and people don't really follow rules of, you know, trying to save human beings. So there's that. But I did get a couple things, very grateful, and I hope that those experiences will happen more often as we start to actually maybe, I don't know, you know, stop killing people with our selfishness. So I do hope thrifting becomes a thing because I miss it a lot, and I do want to share that part of myself, that experience I've had that really empowers me, you know, just being able to shop ethically and shop intentionally and teach you guys about minimalism and things like that. I'm hoping to really gravitate towards that in the future. So that is my week. I am so glad you guys came to listen. It's really makes me feel happy that you guys, you know, want to reflect with me. But the very idea of it is just really fun to just sit here and be like a little journal entry, little sound bite. But I appreciate you guys, and I'll catch you guys next week. I'll talk to you guys soon. This was really nice.